prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Tuesday, which means we'll be doing the Blueprint Power Hour during the first hour with my co-host Rob Regish in just a moment. Later in the show, we're going to talk about low-fat versus low-carb diets and their effect on cardiovascular disease risk markers. This is going to be a good show, especially those physicians out there who keep telling people that a high-fat diet is what causes heart disease. Maybe they'll actually listen for once, but we'll see what happens. A couple things I want to announce. First of all, the Secret Word Contest, we're giving away a three-pack of Live On Labs products. Again, that was so popular. It got so many people excited. We're doing it again this week. You listen for the Secret Word during the commercial breaks. When you hear it, email it to onair@superhumanradio.com, and you're entered to win one box of lipospheric vitamin C, one box of lipospheric R-alpha-lipoic acid, and one box of lipospheric glutathione. Also, don't forget, All American Pharmaceutical makes it possible for this show to continue on with a generous monthly grant for sponsorship. Check them out. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click one of their banner ads. And, of course, just a reminder, Only Goodness Inside is giving away a free year's supply of their OGI deodorant alternative. Only natural things in it. None of the horrible things in it. It works for me. I rub it on, and some days I don't even use it, and my armpits still don't smell. I would use the extra strength product, by the way, no matter who you are, because I find that that works the best. So check that out. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the banner ad, and enter to win your free year supply of OGI.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Ten-hut! The general is here. I think the general is here. Rob, are you there?
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Okay. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. How about you?
Fantastic. So tell me, what is exciting over at CoachRobRegish.com this week before we get started with the show?
Well, we're going to be adding a new free report soon. The Blueprint Mass Stack has been updated for 2016, and this is going to be an all-natural alternative I'll be adding for those getting 4.0. And let me just say this. For all you folks, men and women, that signed up for the Blueprint Army last month, you're going to be happy campers because you'll be getting a free copy of the Blueprint 4.0 just for being in the Blueprint Army.
Is that right?
Yeah. You know,
have you lost your mind? No, I'm kidding.
No, I'm really excited. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but the training alone is going to be something that just blows people's minds. Never mind the gray market supplement guide and whatnot. And I've made this one a little more reader friendly. You know, I took some feedback that I got on the other blueprints, and while the amount of information is really appreciated, I heard the word overwhelming a little bit too much. So I always try to, you know, underpromise and overdeliver, and this one is no exception. I've just made it a little more user-friendly.
Very cool. Okay, so we get right underway. Oh, I switched my pages here. The first question comes from Seth Varlow. I heard you last week recommending lecithin granules over creatine for newbies. This was quite a surprise to me. What exactly do lecithin granules do for you? I know that was pretty shocking, I think, but I like your analogy of, you know, if you go for the big stuff right from the get-go, you got nothing else to pull out later on.
Yeah. You got to keep stuff like creatine in your back pocket.
Because it works, right.
Because it works. Not to say lecithin granules don't, but first things first, I should clarify, they're not just for newbies. You know, lecithin granules should be used by everyone, in my opinion, who's interested in more muscle, less fat, and looking and feeling better, right?
They okay, were okay, I'd like to throw my hat in this in discussion for just a second without derailing everything. But remember when Alpha GPC and citicoline was all the rage on mind and muscle because it allowed you to focus better and train harder?
Yes, I do.
Guess where they extracted that from? Lecithin.
Yes.
Why and not just take the lecithin and get all the other phospholipids at the same time?
Yeah, and those are just two of the goodies that are in there.
Right.
You know, lecithin was recommended as long ago as Arnold's Encyclopedia.
Yep.
But they seem to get glossed over for some reason. And today they're added as an afterthought to some protein powders as an emulsifying agent. But to see them in that light and only that light is ridiculous. So let's go over why. They are a rich source of phosphatidic acid, which is a compound that's been shown to strongly activate MTOR, or the mammalian target of rapamycin. Now, you just need to know it strongly activates protein synthesis. It is also rich in phosphatidylserine, which is a compound that's been shown to antagonize cortisol. And you know, guys are paying through the nose for that separately. Beyond that, it offers liberal amounts of choline, phosphatidylenacetol, linoleic acid, linolenic acid, and other goodies. You know, these are all membrane-building, brain-boosting ingredients that do a body good. And it does all of that with just 105 calories a tablespoon. It doesn't really mess with your macros much either. It's zero carb, zero protein, but with 8 grams of healthy fats. But the question comes up, what about muscle? Well, within a week of taking 2 to 4 tablespoons, mixing your shakes or just straight, your muscles will be harder. They pump up a lot easier and the gains come faster. You know, the ideal is 1 to 2 tablespoons pre-workout and another 2 post. It has a mild, nutty taste to it, but it's easily disguised in everything from flavored water to chocolate shakes. And here's the best part. It's around $7 to $8 for 30 servings, right? It makes it an absolute no-brainer.
Where are you buying yours? I'm just curious.
I buy mine online. I like the Fern brand, F-E-R-N. But it's sort of a mainstream item, at least in health food stores.
I was just going to say, I go to my local health food store, kind of the old-fashioned hippie health food store, is a place called Rainbow Blossom, and they sell lecithin. It's in the refrigerator section. It comes in these little plastic tubs. They buy a bulk and then portion it out. I'm sorry. Into these little plastic tubs, and it's like $1.60 for probably what's equivalent to maybe 20 servings. I mean, I buy 3 or 4 of those little tubs. They last a long time, and I personally love the flavor. I think it kind of tastes buttery.
Yeah, exactly. It has like a buttery type flavor nutty, buttery type. It's just, I mean, for the price point, it's fantastic. You just can't pass this one up.
Great ergogenic. Mike Gillard says, I'm having a hard time dialing in Kratom pre-workout thing. Taking a big dose of Green Melee about an hour prior to the workout, and it's leaving me sleepy. What am I doing wrong? Is he using the wrong type of Kratom?
No, he's got the right type. But being a most interesting supplement, you need to be careful as to how much you take. It's not one of those, you know, double the dose and hope for the most type products.
Right.
It's an interesting herb, and the reason for that is it has both stimulating and sedative qualities, many of which depend on the strain. So let's look at an example. The usual introductory strain that people get to Kratom, it's usually Bali or Red Vein Borneo. Sometimes you'll see it referred to as. It's known for its superb relaxation qualities. So it's not something you'd want to take pre-workout. A lot of guys go wrong there. Post-workout, it's got some applications, but not pre. I recommend Green Malay because it has, I'll call it the greatest of this dual stimulant and relaxation properties. But I'll put a finer point on that now. Here's what I mean. In small doses, Green Belay is stimulating. Now, when I say stimulant, most people picture getting jacked up on caffeine and ephedrine. It's not like that. That's not it at all. On a small dose of Green Malay, you feel at first mild relaxation, but it's accompanied by this urge to, quote-unquote, do something. And that something can take the form of a physical but also cerebral or mental task, such as reading, writing, or doing something creative if you have that gene. If you think about it, training perfectly reflects that, as you should be giving some thought to what you're doing in the gym, and you need to be in control. So it's not a spaz fest where you're using whatever machine is available, you're running around from station to station covered in sweat. You know, it's much more controlled than that. Larger doses like you're using, or it sounds like, those impart a pretty profound relaxation effect up front. You know, the kind that goes well with the remote control and a large DVD library. So it brings up the question, what's considered a small or a large dose? I can only speak to my own personal experience, and bear in mind this has, you know, some tolerance built into it. A small spoonful, certainly less than a tablespoon.
So like if you're using a true measuring spoon, we're talking about a quarter of a teaspoon or a full teaspoon?
I would call it, let's say, a couple of teaspoons.
Okay, so two teaspoons is about just under a half of a tablespoon. Okay.
Right. And, you know, you mix that in grapefruit juice, and that's stimulating. A large spoonful, let's call it a tablespoon or more, that's going to be sedative. And the effect lasts a good 7 to 8 hours. So, you know, understand what you're in for there. Whichever dose you run, be aware it can be enhanced with certain other supplements, right? 200 to 400 milligrams of cimetidine hydrochloride, brand name Tagamet. It's an antacid. And one cap of Tranquilogen doubles the impact Kratom has, for me at least. It should come as no surprise, because Tranquilogen's rhodiola enhances Kratom's energy, while its picomelin and 5-HTP content magnify the relaxation properties, which is really the tail end of Green Malay. So if the first 4 to 5 hours are stimulatory, the tail end of it is relaxing. Tagamet amplifies a broad range of drugs, and Kratom just happens to be one of them. When you get it right, you'll know it. It's a very smooth, consistent energy that powers you through your workout. And the ability to push harder through sets is also characteristic of it. And Kratom, you'll also find, has analgesic properties too. Its feel good effect really enhances the endorphins released by exercise. So give that a shot, Mike. Like a lot of supplements, dialing in your dose is the tricky part.
We have a friend. He's not a sponsor. He's a friend who has a website called MileHighKratom.com.
Yep.
And he has given us a coupon code of VIP20, VIP20. If you go to MileHighKratom.com and order, just let him know that you found out about it from Supium Radio and the Blueprint Power Hour with Carl and Rob. Rob, he's offered to send you some, just so you know.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So I'll put it together so that you can try it. But he's got every type of Kratom imaginable there. If you're a Kratom connoisseur, you're going to get lost in his website, I promise you. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we got a question from Jason Pointick. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour here on Superhuman Radio Network, the one place you can get stronger by the day. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Seventeen tracks, and I'm at it with this. Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The secret word is resveratrol. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Ice, ice, baby. Jason Pointick says, I have been using the Source Naturals progesterone cream that you talked about in recent Blueprint Bulletin. It worked well, particularly with the DHEA cream that I use. I did notice that there is a warning on the label saying California has recognized progesterone as a cancer-causing agent. Any thoughts on this? Yeah, can I speak first before you go on this one?
Sure. Okay.
He has
sure.
a PS. He says, have been using the Synthogen and getting good results. Got a bottle for my 67-year-old father, too. He's been training since the 60s. He lit up when I asked him how his recovery was now that he's using Synthogen. He had been having a hard time recovering, and he says Synthogen recovery is a non-issue. Thanks to Synthogen, recovery is a non-issue. So California thinks everything's a cancer-causing agent. Remember that progesterone is a naturally occurring hormone in the body. Don't you apply critical thinking to this stuff. I mean, this is nonsense that progesterone is a dangerous. Testosterone is supposed to be dangerous, too. It's naturally occurring in the body. If these things were true, young girls, young boys would all be developing cancers, heart disease, diabetes, blood clots, and all those other things that they say that these hormones do to you. That's all I want to say. Cancer, California, air is causing cancer. Okay, good. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I guess on first hearing this, a lot of guys are scratching their head, but progesterone cream for men is just another unorthodox solution that I rolled out recently for the Bulletin subscribers. Now, I can't go into all the details here, but suffice it to say, it can be a boon to performance, both in and out of the gym, when used correctly. But Jason raises an interesting question here about the state of California, right? Huh. Having this warning label causing cancer, right? Let's put this in perspective. First, understand many states use this as a CYA exercise, right? They're doing it to avoid litigation and legal problems. They're not the only ones. But hormones are sensitive topics in California and other states, as you pointed out. Now, with respect to progesterone or any other naturally occurring hormone for that matter, as far as it causing cancer, I think that's a bunch of baloney.
Of course it is.
You know, they'll tell
because,
you.
But men and women have progesterone in them at very high levels in their youth all the way into their late 20s. We'd all have cancer if it caused cancer.
Yeah. I mean, they'll tell you the same thing about testosterone, right? It causes prostate cancer. It's absolute rubbish. And the testosterone example is a rather pointed one. So let me speak to that for a second. When you dig into this, you're going to find that the premise that test causes prostate cancer was predicated on one study in which one individual developed prostate cancer. You know, the Life Extension magazine recently did a cover story on this a couple months ago. Somehow, this became gospel among physicians, despite a pile of medical evidence to the contrary. Low testosterone levels correlate strongly with prostate cancer and a host of other maladies. And if anything, estrogen drives prostate cancer, right, if it's pre-existing. And that's the catch. Certain hormones can accelerate cancer spread if it's already there, right? Now, that is worlds away from causing cancer, right? While even the medical community admits it doesn't have a handle on. About the only slam dunk is cigarettes. If you want cancer, then smoking's a great place to start. Finally, your note about Synthogen for Grandpa makes me smile. It cuts across all age groups and demographics. And right now, you can get a case of four at $40 off, which is the deepest discount that's ever been offered on CoachRobRegish.com. So I hope that helps, Jason.
Think about it. Anything that helps tissue grow helps cancer grow.
Yeah,
so
great
would you
point.
Would you want to stop all the healthy growth in your body because of what cancer is gobbling up? Think about it.
Yeah, it's just, it makes no sense.
Panos Antanako says, I'm taking tons of sups to support muscle growth, eating right, and sleeping well. My body isn't changing, though, no matter what I do. I've been at this game a long time, 10 plus years, and starting to think I've tapped out my natural potential. Is it time to turn to the dark side, or do you have any other ideas?
Well, much depends on your age. As the likelihood, you're going to add 15 to 20 pounds of new muscle, right, past age 35 or so, it isn't good. However, it's highly unlikely you've tapped out your natural potential. And as one old timer put it to me, who can't get stronger by lifting just 1 pound more on a given exercise? The stark reality is that the answer lies in your training, not necessarily your diet or supplement, or certainly your supplement array. I can say this confidently because if you take the example of a guy who, let's say, who eats a perfectly an absolute perfect diet, give him the most powerful food supplements in the world, and if he doesn't train, nothing happens. In most cases, though, he is training. It's just not intense enough to stimulate growth. His body has seen a lot in 10 years or more, and not much threatens his physiology anymore. That word right there is the key. Right, I use the word threat. There needs to be a threat to your physiology that's sufficient enough to generate an adaptive response. It's going to take techniques, in most cases, beyond positive failure to get it done. Stuff like heavy static holds, certainly negatives, and extreme stretching are likely the only training techniques that'll move the needle on an advanced trainee. Now, speaking of needles, that's the other way guys break plateaus. Super physiological levels of test and other steroids and hormones will do it, but that's another topic for another time. The intensification techniques that I'm speaking to here, they can't be used often, but placed strategically, they can bring incredible gains to the trainee who's otherwise stagnant. You would do well to look into those panels, provided you've tapped out all of the blueprints, loading patterns, and other techniques that we use, and there are many. So I hope that helps.
You know, I find personally, when I can get my ego out of the gym and show up on my own, and I work between 50 and 75% of my one rep max and do things like 10 times 10 reps, 10 sets, or just going to the highest number of reps in a single set, to where I just can't eke it out anymore, then dropping the weight and picking up a lighter weight and continuing on. Those are the things that build muscle size.
Yeah.
We forget this because we are all in there to lift heavier and heavier weight. And lifting heavier and heavier weight does not necessarily beget bigger muscles. It may get you stronger muscles. Don't misunderstand. But then take those stronger muscles and give them a lighter load and allow them to do some, for lack of better terms, endurance work. Try doing five sets of 20 for a while with a lighter weight. Just try it. I mean, this is why Rob's books are so good, because he automatically works these changes in to your routine. So you don't have to think about it like, oh, I'm not growing anymore. What should I do? You grow continuously because he's constantly changing up the loading patterns, the reps and set schemes. So you're just following the book and you're going, oh, wow, I'm growing again. What could it be? Well, because left to your own devices, you'll do the same thing day in and day out, quite frankly.
Yeah, and that is that if there's a secret to the blueprint, it truly is that you are your physiology is not allowed to be stagnant.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got more of the Blueprint Power Hour. Don't forget to check out CoachRobRegish.com and stay tuned for the second hour, when we compare the low-fat with the low-carb diet and its effects on cardiovascular risk markers. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
The secret word is resveratrol. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com. Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NVDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
You know what it is, but it is when we do what we do.
Welcome back. I'm going to try to cover these next two questions very quickly before the blueprint tip of the day. The next question comes from Jerry Saganovich. He says, thanks for answering last week's question. It helped a lot. I have a new question, and it has to do with calves. I've tried your heavy static holds, and you're right, they help. But I can't do them very often. Is there anything I can do for my calves on off days that will help them grow?
Yeah, a couple of tricks I've picked up over the years. One is KAATSU training, which in many ways is the opposite of heavy statics. So just briefly, in that method, you occlude the muscle just below the knee with an ACE bandage or similar device. And, you know, it's not the tighter is better. You don't want to cut the blood supply off. We're not shooting for necrosis here. You want to use just a very lightweight, 20 to 30% of your one rep max, and you perform high rep sets with very little rest in between sets. I use 30 seconds. And the burn is intense, but That's why it works. You know, there's a buildup of localized growth factors that's trapped there. And you will be surprised how quickly you can increase your reps, though. So by all means, run with that as your body becomes more conditioned. The other method I've used that works is jump soles. You've probably seen these. They Velcro onto the onto a pair of sneakers, let's call it. And with that method, you actually transfer 9 times your body weight onto your calf muscles. You know, so if you're a 200-pounder, you're absorbing 1,800 pounds of overload every time you come down on it. You get the cardio as well as the calf training benefits in one shot. The final tip I'll drop is this. Training the muscles on the front of your calf is big. And for that, there's something called the DARD, or Dynamic Axial Resistance Device. If you Google DARD for calves, D-A-R-D, you'll see what I'm talking about. And once developed, they really add a nice 3D look to your calves.
Matt Rinaldi says, how important is cardio? If you're trying to put muscle on, I'm from the old school that nobody got huge performing cardio, but you seem to have a different opinion. Why is that?
Well, it's very important, Matt, for a number of reasons. First, consider the goal you've set for yourself. You're trying to gain weight, and specifically muscle. Now, whether it's muscle or not, that's an extra 10 to 15, sometimes 20 pounds that you need to lug up the stairs with you. So in order to preserve all the qualities of a good athlete, you absolutely must condition the heart and lungs to carry that extra weight. Now, that muscle needs a blood supply, right, to carry nutrients to it from your diet. And the better conditioned you are, the more nutrients get to the muscle. Not only that, you're going to clear metabolic waste faster. Now, how about blood pressure? It's going to go up as you gain weight. And the best way to lower it is, without question, cardio. The best argument I can make is this. It can radically improve your work capacity with weights. And so let's just think about this for a second. If you're performing EDT, or even if you're not, and you're resting, you know, 2 minutes in between sets, your work set is going to take anywhere from 10 to 30 seconds. So your HIIT cardio should mimic that, right, in the following fashion. You're going to pedal at an easy pace for 2 minutes, and then you're going to have anywhere from a 10 to 30 second sprint. So structuring cardio like that is going to pay huge dividends when you hit the weights. Why? Because it allows you to get more reps per set and more total work sets in, which is the ultimate goal of EDT, especially the reps per set. So absolutely 100%, you need to work your heart and lungs, especially if you're bulking up. It can only benefit you. Probably one of the biggest mistakes I ever made beyond overtraining was, up until the age of 30, I looked at cardio and said, nobody ever got huge doing cardio, and therefore I'm not going to do it. Huge, huge mistake. Work that in. Make sure it becomes part of your daily training, and reap the benefits, and there are many.
So let me tell you what I do now, and I've been doing this for quite some time. When I'm trained, I wear a Fitbit, and I'm looking to acquire steps. I just actually started wearing it again today because I took it off for a couple months, just because it started to leave a dent in my arm, believe it or not. Those of you who wear a Fitbit know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I do my cardio in between sets. You know, when you look at Litvinov, right, the guy who invented the Litfi squat, right, he would front squat 500 pounds for reps, and he would rack the bar, and then he would sprint 100 yards. He was one of the strongest pound-for-pound Olympic lifters ever of all times, right?
That's insane.
A lot of people thought that the reason he was so strong was because of the way he trained. He would always work high-intensity cardio into a lifting set. He would deadlift and sprint. He would squat and sprint. Okay. So I thought about that, and I started just walking. So I will do a set, a heavy set of something. Like today I did back rows. I went up to 315 today, I'm very proud of myself, even with my lower spine problems.
Yeah.
And as soon as I racked the bar, I dropped the bar on the pins of the squat rack, I walk around the gym until I'm recovered, and then I do it again. So I was interviewing somebody the other day, I forget who it was, and we were talking about oxygen consumption in the interview, and he said, well, it's best to walk to recover because the mitochondria recovers faster when you oxygenate it, and if you're walking, you're oxygenating your body, or you're forcing oxygen to be utilized and delivered to the entire body, as opposed to sitting there and huffing and puffing. And I thought, wow, maybe that's why I feel so strong after I walk, as opposed to sitting there and waiting for myself to recover.
Right.
So another way to get your cardio in, if you're an anti-cardio guy, is do a set, and instead of sitting down and chatting with your buddies, walk around the gym until you're recovered and then do another set. You don't think about it as cardio, but that's cardio. And that's cardio after a load, and that's what Litfi used to do.
Yeah, your heart rate's already elevated, so.
And it comes down much faster if you walk, by the way, than if you just sit there and breathe.
Yeah. You talk about that Fitbit, and it just brought to mind my girl, Jennifer, has an app on her phone that keeps track of all her steps for the day. And she's racking up like huge, 10,000 plus step days.
But now, is this the phone app, or is this an app that communicates with a device she wears on her wrist?
It's a phone app, I believe.
They're not as accurate. You can put that app in a purse,
yeah,
and take 10 steps and it'll register 30.
Oh, and that brings to mind, there's another very useful app on her phone. It measures your resting heart rate. So for those of you who have the blueprint, know I am huge on tracking your waking morning heart rate, because it's an objective measure of tracking whether or not you're in overtraining. You can fudge a lot of things, but you can't fudge that. If your waking resting heart rate is 8 beats per minute or more than your average, then your body has entered a state of overtraining. So, you look at, I always find this ironic. Our cardio cousins have half a dozen to a dozen different ways to measure themselves on any given piece of cardio equipment, right? It's got, your target heart rate. It's got miles, it's got watts on, power outage. And comparatively speaking, we are training in the dark ages with weights because there is no such objective measurements on a dumbbell or a barbell.
Well, but there is objective measurements on the physiology response to heavy weight. So I wore my Fitbit this morning, and when I start training, I hold the button in and it knows that it's exercise time. So I'm looking at my heart rate, okay? My heart rate at midnight went from... Now, obviously, your heart rate fluctuates, as does your blood pressure throughout the night, depending on what level of sleep you're in. My heart rate went from about 62 as the high. When I woke up this morning, my resting heart rate was 50.
Wow.
But then, talk about heart rate variability. The lowest heart rate I've had so far since 12 a.m. last night is 50. That's when I woke up this morning. And the highest was when I was training this morning. My heart rate went up to 116 during heavy lifting. And it stayed between 83 and 116 for approximately 48 minutes. So the Fitbit is great for what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You can have information that's usable information about your physiological responses to training, to sleeping, how many steps you I've spent 64 active minutes, according to this, with my heart rate elevated in what's considered the fat burning zone today.
Wow.
It tells you how many steps and you can even coordinate it with your diet. You can load your meal plan in there. I mean, the Fitbit is an amazing device. You don't have to get one of those $1,000 Apple, I'm so cool, wristwatches. The Fitbit's about 100 and change. It's really and plus it tracks my sleep. So, because everybody knows that my sleep is so important to me. I spent 8 hours and 34 minutes in bed last night, okay?
Yeah.
And I had three awakenings last night. I got up to go to the bathroom this morning once, And I also set my alarm for 5:30, but then decided to sleep until 6:30. I mean, it tells me how restless I was and how well I slept last night.
That's amazing.
Fitbit's a great thing. You need to get one, Rob. You'll fall in love with it, I promise you. I promise you.
Thanks for the tip.
I'm going to get you one for Christmas. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Now for the pièce de résistance, the blueprint tip of the day. Coach Rob, take it away.
Yeah, the tip of the day today are my thoughts on consolidated training. And I've had a lot of success with consolidated workouts over the years, so I wanted to speak to it here. First, let's define our terms. Consolidation training means cutting your exercise selection back to 2, 3, maybe 4 big movements at the most. And these are incredibly demanding exercises, and they require a great deal of mental as well as physical effort. So let's look at an example. Here's the whole workout. Chin-ups, dips, 20-rep breathing squats, 20-rep breathing pullovers. That's a full-body workout template consisting of just 4 exercises that works the entire body. You will notice there are no curls, tricep kickbacks, leg extensions, or like isolation exercises.
But Rob, what about wrist curls?
Yes, exactly. or how about one finger curls?
Yeah, there you go.
You know, at first glance, a lot of people are going to say, "That's it." You know, the answer is, "Yeah, that's it," because until you try it, you'll never know how intense it can be. Here's what you're in for. Chin-ups are placed first because they require the most energy of all the upper body movements. You for sure wouldn't want to try these after 20-rep squats. You're going to be wiped out. Dips are up next, a movement that's been correctly compared to the upper body squat. 20-rep breathing squats are man-makers any way you look at them, and with any amount of challenging weight, you know, those will put weight on a rake. The pullovers are done with a light weight, with straight arms to put a stretch on all that musculature and the bones to expand the rib cage after all the heavy breathing from those squats. And yes, I am a firm believer that if your bones are still growing, you know, you're anywhere between 16 and 21, you're going to expand your rib cage, and you'll be able to hang more muscle on a bigger skeleton. You know, you will for sure be huffing and puffing like a locomotive, or should be, by the time you hobble over to perform those pullovers. Now, here's the thing. Despite just 4 exercises, this workout, it takes around an hour. And so you're probably wondering why so long. Well, after you've built up to some pretty impressive poundages, you need to warm up progressively, right? So as an example, I dip in excess of 100 pounds. So it takes time to build up to that weight before I launch into my work set. Beyond that, you should be resting at least 3 minutes in between sets, more like 5 or more if you really want to be at your strongest. So it takes a while. Now, observe how this differs from the quote-unquote typical chest routine you see in most gyms, which is 4 sets of flat bench, 3 sets of inclines, you know, 3 of flies, and maybe 2 to 3 of cable crossovers. You know, then they hit the arms. These guys are wasting their time on flies and cable crossovers, in my opinion. They'd be much better served to pour themselves into the first 2 exercises, the big basics, and cut the workout then and there. You know, the bottom line is they'd grow better. Unfortunately, consolidation routines are often looked at as the last resort for most trainees if you're not gaining. They should be the first places you look to get back on track. They need be these needn't be hit high-intensity training, one set to failure affairs. But their merit was seen consolidation training by everyone from Arthur Jones to Mike Mentzer to Perry Rader of old Ironman fame. So if you've been struggling to make progress and you're looking for a better answer, give that consolidation routine a try. Don't add work. You know, just whenever you're tempted to do that, tell yourself, I'm going to pour every available ounce of energy I have into progressive poundages on those 2 or 3 big basics, and you will watch yourself grow, sometimes before your eyes. There is beauty in simplicity, and you would be wise to put that advice into practice.
And this is true for a lot of training. I mean, a lot of us go into the gym and do our extremely heavy movement first off. And then we break it off and we start doing all these other lighter and lighter movements. And the reality is we'd be better off maybe just doing that one movement as heavy as we can, then lighten up and do some sets of the same movement with a lighter weight and higher reps, and then be done and just get out of there.
Yeah, there was a you brought that point up earlier. There was a very interesting study published just recently showing that a back off set, you know, after you're done with your heavy work, a back off set with a lighter weight of 15 or so reps certainly improve growth, you know, the ability to grow new muscle. So, you know, that was something, if I'm not mistaken, that was hit on intuitively by Schwarzenegger, and other, you know, people of muscle fame. And it works, you know, it absolutely works. But understand that the body has a limited ability to recover from high intensity exercise. One of the most productive and shocking things I ever did was scale back my training to half an hour. And that forced me to use the big basic movements and work hard during that time frame. And damned if I didn't grow like a weed when I did that. And I could train more frequently. You recover faster.
Yeah. It's amazing. Sometimes less is more, huh?
Less is more in a big way in weight training. And as I told my protege, the kid I'm training in the gym the other day, the sad reality is you can murder yourself in the gym and think, you know, hard work is good. Well, you can murder yourself in the gym and not only get nowhere, but go backwards due to central nervous system disinhibition, which is a fancy way of saying you keep pushing it with too much weight too frequently and you'll get weaker instead of stronger and smaller.
Yep. Makes perfect sense. Rob, thank you so much today for the Blueprint Power Hour, all the preparation that goes into it. Show Rob Regish some love. Go to CoachRobRegish.com. Listen to the Muscle University podcast. Buy his book. Subscribe to his newsletter. And don't forget, Synthogen and Tranquilogen are his two flagship products. Rob, thanks a lot, brother.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
All right. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about the high-fat versus low-fat diet. Which is better when we're talking about cardiovascular disease risk markers? This is an important discussion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Don't forget, you can enter to win a free year supply of Only Goodness Inside's deodorant alternative, nothing harmful, only natural ingredients like dead sea salt, sea salt from the Dead Sea, magnesium and other things. A free year supply. Go to superhumanradio.com at the top of the website. You'll see a banner that says enter to win Only Goodness Inside deodorant, a year supply. So click that, enter your name and email address and you're entered to win. Also, the Secret Word Contest continues on. We're giving away a free box of lipospheric vitamin C, a free box of lipospheric glutathione, and a free box of lipospheric R-alpha-lipoic acid. You just have to listen to the commercial breaks, and when you hear the secret word, email it into on-air at superhumanradio.com, and you're entered to win. And the winner will be announced not this Friday, but next Friday on Casual Friday. So check that out. And, of course, a special grant is provided by All-American Pharmaceutical and their All-American EFX Sports product line. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about their products. So, for a long time, there's been a debate about whether or not the low-fat or the low-carbohydrate diet were better when trying to ameliorate risk factors associated with cardiovascular disease. My next guest is Dr. Tian Hu. How you doing, Dr. Hu?
Hey, how's it going? Good.
Good, good. Welcome to the show. And you recently published a study specifically on this. What questions were you trying to answer with this study? Why this study?
Oh, we're trying to answer questions about whether a low-carb or low-fat diet has a better effects on the heart disease risk factors. Especially, especially if we focus on the novel heart disease risk factors because we think it's, you know, it's normal and it's important.
And we're talking about obese individuals, correct?
Oh, yes. And the people who are involved in our clinical trials are all people who have obesity but had no diabetes and no heart disease initially.
Okay, so were they pre-diabetic? Were they at that threshold where they weren't 120 milligrams a liter yet, but they were 119, 118?
Well, some of them are, but none of them have the glucose greater than 126.
Did you do a glucose tolerance test to establish whether they were reaching those thresholds, or did you just do a fasting blood sugar level?
We used the fasting blood sugar level because it's pretty standard in the population studies.
One last question. Did you look at insulin along with fasting blood sugar to try to determine how much insulin they were producing in order to establish that level of blood sugar?
We test the insulin at baseline, and we also test the insulin throughout the study.
Okay.
And of course, as well as the glucose. So we're looking, you know, both of them.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, so let's talk about the design of the study. How many individuals were actually involved in the study?
It's 148 people, and most of them are female. And they were randomized to the low-fat and low-carb group, like approximately half and half, you know, half on the low-carbohydrate diet and half on low-fat diet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. And who created the dietary template that they were to follow?
A low-fat diet are based on some recommendations by the American Heart Association and also some other, the National Institute
of Health,
that related to the heart disease. And low-carbohydrate diets are based on some commercial plans for the diet. We used the Atkins diet, but we do some adjustment because Atkins diet is too intense.
It's too low of a carbohydrate diet. So how many grams of fat a day did the individuals consume in the low fat diet?
Oh, you mean the fat? We actually give, the low-fat diets in this plan, based on American Heart Association, are not based on the gram, but based on the percentage of the total calories you add every day.
Okay.
It's 30%. So okay. If people eat 2,000 calories per day, I think do some simple calculations, they may be 60.
Right. Okay.
60.
Somewhere in there. And then the low carbohydrate diet, what percentage of caloric intake was allowed the percentage be carbohydrates?
I think it's approximately 12%. But it's interesting, the arms in the low carbohydrate diet are based on the quantity of carbohydrates, in the gram.
Right.
So we define the low carb diet as like less than 40 gram carbohydrate. Actually refined carbohydrate, not all the carbohydrates.
So they could have all the vegetables they want, but but starches and sugars were considered to be impact carbohydrates, right?
You're right. You're totally right. The vegetable, and we count it like fiber, right? The fiber is not, we're talking about digestible carbohydrates in the trial, and we don't count, we don't count the fiber. So vegetables are fine, but added sugar are not, or some other, like starchy are not, right?
Okay. What period of time were these individuals followed?
We follow individuals, 12 months.
Okay.
And we actually, we follow that for 3 months, 6 months, and 12 months.
Okay. And so I would imagine that these were diaries that were kept that were self-reporting?
Right.
So we have to acknowledge that there is there's some flaw in that, because we know that when diaries are kept in self-reporting, people tend to underreport the things that they think are the wrong behaviors and overreport the things that they think are the right behaviors, right?
I think underreport is the issue. There's are two types of the the effects of underreporting, because sometimes underreports may bias the the results we observed, uh-huh. but sometimes underreports are not. I think in our clinical trials, I don't think that underreporting will bias the results, because the people who tended to underreport, if we're talking about underreport of diet, if the people are not knowing, in our field, the people are not knowing their changes in their, the endpoint, or some, we say the heart disease risk markers, if the, all of them just underreporting at the same level or, proportionally, so they are unlikely to affect the results. So in the clinical trials, we didn't find the evidence that underreporting is differential between the low carbohydrate diet group and low fat diet group.
Okay.
So we don't believe that the underreporting are biased results.
Now what?
But it could happen.
Yeah, no, I know, and well, see, especially because if you tell someone that they're on a low fat diet, which has been we've been told to be on a low fat diet since the mid 1970s. And you tell somebody that we want you to keep track of how much fat you eat, they would tend to underreport their fat consumption. And so that could obviously have impact on when compared to the risk markers. Because I can't take credit for analyzing your work. I have intelligent people who work here that do that. Alex Leaf is our news director. And one of the things he pointed out was that, there was an issue he found with the average caloric intake for the groups and the actual weight lost, which he said he felt was, didn't make sense. His exact words, the larger issue, in my opinion, comes from a look at calorie intake, which both groups averaged 1,258 to 1,527 over the course of the intervention. A full year of such low energy intake should have led to weight loss in excess of 30 kilograms rather than 2 to 5 kilograms. So one would say, well, there could have been some underreporting of actual fat consumption, because they know that eating too much fat is not good, especially if they're on a diet that's supposed to be tracking their fat consumption. And also they could be underreporting types of impact carbohydrates that they're actually eating. But that's okay. But your results was still good. I'm just asking these questions to kind of set the stage. Talk about the markers that you looked for here. What markers did you look for that are traditional cardiovascular risk markers?
Okay. So, the markers we're looking at are the markers related to the three very important stage of heart disease development. The first is inflammation. And then endothelial dysfunction, and then adipocyte dysfunction. So the inflammation and endothelial dysfunction are very important, because they can be detected at the early stage of atherosclerosis, or say the sub stage of heart disease.
Okay.
Because at the very beginning, we can detect we can see the endothelium the lesion. And then, so the endothelium has broke, and some stuff can gather together. And then it grows bigger until they block the blood vessel.
But more specifically, were you looking at C-reactive protein? Were you looking at, which markers were you actually looking at? Endothelium?
We're looking at the marker, the tumor necrosis alpha,
TNF alpha,
TNF alpha, and interleukin 6, interleukin 8, and ICAM, BCAM, and E-selectin, all of which are involved in this process.
Gotcha. Okay. So you obviously you had baseline markers for these individuals, and then you went back and you did blood work, you said, the 3 months, 6 months, and 1 year. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. All right, so here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to go ahead and take our commercial break now. And when we come back, I'd like to hear what you learned when you looked at these markers at the 3 month, 6 month, and 12 month point for each of these dietary templates. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Tian Hu about the low carbohydrate diet versus the low fat diet and its effect on cardiovascular risk markers in obese individuals. Stay tuned.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The secret word is resveratrol. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Tian Hu. We're talking about comparison of the low-fat and low-carbohydrate diet and its effects on cardiovascular risk markers in obese individuals. So let's talk about what you found at the three-month mark when you went took some of these individuals, well, all these individuals back in and you did their blood work again. Did you notice any changes in the cardiovascular risk markers from where they were at baseline?
We actually find some very good results, you know, in the low carbohydrate group. We find the ICAM. So in terms of let's start from inflammatory biomarkers. So we find the interleukin 8 decreased significantly in the low carbohydrate group, but not in the low fat group. And we, in terms of the adipocyte kinds, we saw the adiponectin increase in both groups, but increase significantly more in the low carbohydrate groups.
Okay.
And in terms of the that's adipocyte kind. In terms of endothelial biomarkers, we also find ICAM 1 has better improvement in low carbohydrate group. And for others, the changes are equivalent between two groups.
And so that was at the 3 month mark. So this would be a win right there because you're seeing such a dramatic turnaround just within 3 months of this dietary intervention. What about when they came back at the 6 month point? Did you see change in inflammatory markers kind of settle in and go away, or did it continue to improve?
I think in 6 months, it continues to improve, but, you know, the improvement compared to the 3 months change, in general, the improvement is, you know, less than the improvement in 3 months.
So the improvement was better, or was better at the 3 month point?
I think improvements for most of them are not better than the 3 months.
Ah, okay. So that initial acute intervention really had the greatest variance and difference, and then after that, it continued to improve, but not in a linear fashion.
I think so, but you know, some of them are not.
And what about the 12-month point? Did you see a shift to a more normal inflammatory response in these individuals?
I think not for everyone. You know, the some markers changed. I think some markers changed even more. Like, for example, adiponectin, it changed. It increased like 2,500 units. Compared to the change in 6 months, 1,900, or 3 months, 1,600. So this one, the change, the increase from 3 months, 6 months, and 12 months. But some of them are not, like napkins, we see, the more decrease in the 3 months, and then less decrease in 6 months, and even less decrease in 12 months. So it depends. But I think I saw the traits that most of them are changed less in 12 months than the change in the 3 months or 6 months.
Well, then I guess the real question is, but they did maintain the beneficial changes in the inflammatory landscape.
I think some of them are. Okay. At least they are not decreased. The functions, or in general the function, is it's improved,
right,
or remain in the same level, right?
Okay. Now, the low-fat diet has been heralded as the cardiovascular diet. You know, we have a lot of doctors out there that promote an ultra-low-fat diet to reverse heart disease. In your opinion, just from this this trial, would you say that the low carbohydrate diet deserves also to be considered for individuals with high risks of cardiovascular disease?
So first of all, to my knowledge, the low-fat diet, well, low-fat diet may prevent heart disease, but not in the long run. And a very important clinical trial and the Women Health Initiative have shown that the long-term low-fat dietary pattern were not associated with the heart disease or the improvement or the prevention of mortality or death. So the low-fat diet, it's not true that low-fat diet is heart beneficial. But in terms of low-carbohydrate diets, we also need to talk about other people's work, because it's been some people compare the low-carb and low-fat diet in various populations. Some people compare it in the diabetic patients, and some of them are compared in the hypertensive patients, and some are compared in the populations where population with who have no diabetes or heart disease like us, but all white or all men or women. So in various populations, and in general, we saw low carbohydrate diets works better in terms of the weight loss and heart disease risk factor reduction. And this paper actually is complemental, because most of the studies published previously are focused on some, we see the variable. Or traditional the risk factors like blood pressure, like lipids, like glucose, and this paper focused on the novel markers, which is complemental, and those markers are important. A very large trial called Jupiter has shown that the improvement in the inflammation and improvement in the cholesterol has the same effects on cardiovascular disease.
Right.
So this gives us some, so it drives us to conduct such a trial to look at novel biomarkers. And among all the trials published, our trial is largest and longest, and to look at those things, you know, systematically.
Right. Finish, please.
And also this study also says that people on a low carbohydrate diet have has the better improvement, or at least the equivalent to the equivalent than the people on a low-fat diet for improving the novel heart disease risk factors.
Okay, I want to take a commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about the low-carbohydrate diet and the diet that the low-carbohydrate group was actually consuming in the study, because I think that if these people were truly on a low carbohydrate diet, I think the improvements you would have seen in the low carbohydrate diet group would have been better. But I think that part of this is my own belief, going back to reporting, self-reporting and diaries, and under-reporting and over-reporting. I have a feeling that as time went on, the individuals found it harder and harder to stay within the dietary guidelines, and that's why the thrust of everything was seen up front when they had a lot of willpower. But then as the months went on, they maybe were getting sloppier and sloppier with their dietary template adherence, and so you didn't see the benefits increase over time. This is just a question I have. So let's take a break. We'll come right back and we'll address this. Stay tuned.
You drink coffee, but
Do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else? At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons. You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking about the low carbohydrate diet versus the low fat diet and which one seems to work best in reducing cardiovascular disease risk markers with Dr. Tien Hu. So Dr. Hu, One of the things that Alex Leaf wrote here to me is the, according to the 24-hour dietary recalls, the low-calorie, the low-carb group never met their prescribed goal of less than 40 grams of net carbohydrate a day. Rather, they consumed an average of 93 to 127 grams throughout the 12-month period, with only 15 to 16 grams of that being fiber. That is considered low carb by the American standard, where the American standard is 600 to 700 grams of carbs a day, you know, a cereal based diet. But that's still not considered a low carbohydrate diet. Do you think that you would have seen better results with the low carbohydrate diet had these individuals actually been on the prescribed 40 grams of net carbs per day throughout the whole trial?
Well, I think you raise a very good question. I personally believe that if the people adhere to a low carbohydrate better, then their improvements in this markers will be better. It will have been better. And it's interesting to see, despite this, you know, the adherence issue, the change in the low carbohydrate diet still caused a similar or greater improvement in the inflammatory markers, in the endothelial markers, and the adipocyte cytokines.
And this is my point. And so here's my point. My point is that even with a modest reduction in carbohydrates, even in a non-heroic reduction in carbohydrates, we see a comparable and in some cases even better result than a low-fat diet. So imagine if these individuals really adhered to a 40 grams or less of carbohydrates a day, we would probably see the inflammatory markers not plateau at 6 months and 12 months, but continually get better and better. My prediction is this: for anybody who's actually ever gone from the traditional American diet, which is very high in carbohydrates, very high. I see people, I'm Italian, okay? I see people who eat bread with a bowl of pasta. And you know, they eat pancakes and waffles, and they eat fruit, and there's no protein in the diet. There's very, very little protein in the diet. It's all carbohydrates.
Right.
So I can tell you firsthand that when someone goes from eating 50, 60, 70%, 80% of their intake is carbohydrates, and you want them to just eat 40 grams of carbohydrates a day, their body has a hard time regulating blood sugar. They become grumpy, they become tired, they get brain fog, and they instinctively crave carbohydrates to remedy the problem. And so I have a feeling that these people in the first weeks were sticking to it, and then within the first couple months, they started to stray from it, and by the time after 3 months went by, they were eating more carbs than they were supposed to, and they still saw remarkable results.
Right. I think you are right. I know that's 40 gram, a goal of 40 gram digestible carbohydrates may be too intense, because that's just equivalent to the two slices of white bread. You know, people like to eat the pasta or the bread. I think that's a very tough. That's very tough for them.
Right. Right. No, I agree.
And people tended to come go back. People tend really come go back. Tended to go back to their original diet, because adherence is the issue in anywhere for any diet.
And the low fat group actually had a very difficult time eating the low fat that was requested as well. So they had a difficult, that just goes to show you that those who try to shift to a low fat diet, that's why the low fat diet has never worked. It's because no one wants to eat low fat. You know, it's the body wants more fat. It just does instinctively.
Well, I think low fat, well, you know, also different fats have, you know, different functions.
Yes. For
the, different effects on the body, weight or heart disease risk factors. I personally see, several studies, where the fats and I think the diet has been measured very think is more accurate today, and it's still fine. So the underreporting issues may be, you know, minor, and we still didn't see the, you know, effect, the good effects of low fat diets on the heart disease risk factor. So I personally am not, you know, trying to recommend a low fat diet
right.
at all.
No, I know that. What about approaching this a different way? There are lots of us. I mean, I tend to be a low carb eater. I would imagine that I very rarely, except in very rare occasions, just instinctively, just ad libitum, I eat maybe 60 grams of carbs a day. And my body I have great metabolic flexibility. I can fast for 36 hours if I have to and still function. And this is unique in the American population, but it's not unique in my population of this show. The people in this audience, we use intermittent fasting, or what we like to call a more ancestral meal frequency, as a way to keep insulin sensitivity tuned up. We don't eat a lot of carbs. We eat very high protein, very high fat, very low carb diets. The fats we choose are very specific. And so wouldn't it be interesting just to find a group that automatically eats a low carb diet, well under 60 grams a day, and look at their inflammatory markers as a basis for more of an epidemiological approach, get a large cohort and say, when you have a group that consistently eats low carbohydrate, even in the presence of high fat, look at their cardiovascular risk markers.
I think that's very interesting. Unfortunately, I personally didn't see any populations who were populations at the, you know, as the low carbohydrate diet that much in general. But I recently read some papers on the Mediterranean diet, and the people all say Mediterranean diet like high fat and high high unsaturated fat diet.
Right.
Because it's recommends that people to eat more, the olive oil and even some nuts, something. But if we look at the diet composition of the Mediterranean diet, it's actually low carb.
Right.
Because it includes high percentage of fat, right? And also high percentage of protein.
And the carbohydrates are predominantly vegetation. They're vegetables, the occasional tuber, but you don't have lots of, Italians, the illusion is that Italian people eat pasta every day. Very, very poor Italian people may eat pasta every day, but the majority of Italian people, they're eating, greens, they're eating meats, they're eating fish. They're not eating pasta. And so when you look at the Mediterranean diet as overall, you find that you're right. It's a very low impact carbohydrate diet, high in vegetation, vegetables and tubers and stuff like that, high in protein and high in fats and a variety of fats, saturated, polyunsaturated, omegas and so on and so forth.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So, good. I'm sorry.
Oh, I just say, so Mediterranean diet is actually a low carb diet, and people can use it as examples and to follow it. Right? I think that's a good diet.
But there's another thing that plays a role here, and that's a polymorphism, right? So if you take people from China and you try to get them to eat a Mediterranean diet, they may not fare as well. If you take people from Europe and try to get them to eat the diet that the Okinawans eat, that everybody wants to say, oh, look, Okinawans live to be 100. We need to eat like them. It also, another confounding factor that science needs to grapple with is, depending on your genetics, where your genes evolved, under what conditions and food sources were available, you may not do well with one diet over another. A perfect example of that is the Ashkenazi Jews. If you give them lots of omega-3s, they have an allele that they get very sick. They develop inflammation. They can develop heart disease. They can get very sick when they consume a lot of omega-3 fatty acids. And everybody says, oh, omega-3s are so good for you. Well, not for them, right?
I think it's interesting. My knowledge may not go that far, but I think you know, if you look at the effects of the diet on the different populations, one is, you know, to examine the impact of the genetic thing, right? And you should also think how this diet varied across countries. Because, you know, if we talk about low-fat diet, and different people in different countries may eat different things.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So that diet itself is all right. So it's a complicated question, but both genetic thing and the diet things may you know, impact the results. I think I'd like to see the more studies on that.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting.
Yeah, I agree. Because, you know, the pharmaceutical industry already knows this. The pharmaceutical industry, if they test a drug in India, it doesn't necessarily affect the American population the way it affects the Indian population, because we have different genetics, we have different gut microbes, we have different everything. And so the pharmaceutical industry already knows this. We're waiting for the nutritional industry to catch up on it. Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll allow Dr. Hu to tell us what he hopes both clinicians and lay people take away from his most recent research. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The secret word is resveratrol. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Tien Hu. We're talking about his most recent study that compared the low-carbohydrate diet with the low-fat diet and its effects on cardiovascular risk markers. And clearly, the low-carbohydrate diet is at least comparable, if not better, than the low-fat diet. An interesting observation, Dr. Hu, and I think you'll really appreciate this, from Alex Leaf, who is our news director. He said the conclusion that he gets from this is, despite the low adherence, this is what can be expected when giving advice to the general population. So the benefits are translatable to public policy. So basically, it's a win, even though they didn't stick to the low carb diet the way they should have. What do you think about that?
Right. I think it's right. It's important because, the interest, it's really hard to, get those people on the low carbohydrate diet to, you know, follow exactly the recipes, as you can see in the trial. But even despite their mostly adherence, and the people on the low carb diet still, it's, you know, had a better chance in those little functions, like inflammation and endothelial functions and adipocyte functions, all those very important functions in the development of heart disease. So I think if people can eat less carbohydrates, here is more to the pan, I think the chance will have been even more stronger.
I agree with you.
The difference may be more larger.
So what do you hope clinicians especially take away from this most recent research, especially since there's so many doctors out there who are still telling people to reduce their fat intake to affect cardiovascular disease?
I wouldn't say you should give up a low fat diet, but I would say the low carbohydrate diet is really good options for the people who want to lose the weight, safely, because it's when people chose low carbohydrate diet for weight loss, and people, you can see from our study that their body functions, like inflammation, like endothelial function, blood vessel endothelial function, and adipocyte function, which is like fat tissue, it's related to your body composition, the fat mass and muscles. All of these functions have been improved equivalently or better in a low carbohydrate diet than in a low fat diet. So I think low carbohydrate diet could be a very good option for people who want to decrease their body weight and decrease their cardiovascular risk factors.
I agree with you. I agree with you completely. And it's a great study, and I want to thank you for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you.
Take care. All right, so there you have it. Low carb wins again. I love it. And just add high protein to that, and then you have a bodybuilding diet. All right, so we want to thank Rob Regish. His website is coachrobregish.com. You can learn more about him. We want to thank All-American Pharmaceuticals, and All-American EFX Sports. Would you like to try their only patented buffered creatine monohydrate product in the world? I use it. It's called Crealkaline. And you can get a free sample if you go to superhumanradio.com at the bottom right-hand side of the website. You'll see a banner that says Ask the Scientist. That's Dr. Jeff's picture. Click that. And instead of asking him a question about Science for Humans radio show, ask him for a free sample of Crealkaline. And don't forget to include your address and he'll send it out to you. Of course, don't forget, enter to win a free year supply of OGI, Only Goodness Inside deodorant, healthy deodorant, nothing bad in it, only good things in it. I use it too. A bottle lasts about 4 months, believe it or not, 3 to 4 months if you get the extra strength. And, I just rub it on after my workout. And there's some days where I forget to put it on and my armpits don't smell. It's great stuff. Check it out. And you can enter to win a free year supply at superhumanradio.com. And of course, don't forget the secret word contest. We're giving away Live On Lab products again because they were so popular with everybody. Live On Lab products, the best lipospheric products in the world. We're giving away a box of lipospheric C, lipospheric glutathione, and lipospheric R-alpha-lipoic acid. It's over $160 value. So when you hear the secret word during the commercial break, just email it to onair@superhumanradio.com and you're entered to win. Tomorrow's Wednesday. We start the day off with Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff. So tune in for that. We have a great show planned tomorrow. And thank you for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow.